The Buffalo Bills and their new owner Terry Pegula have been in the headlines throughout the week. While most are looking forward to what's ahead for the team, Matt Sabuda on this morning's Beyond the Playbook takes a look back to a former owner of a Buffalo football franchise who, like Terry Pegula, also made his fortune in oil and gas.
This is a fun week to reflect on history, and an appropriate one at that. And it was actually a guy by the name of James Brueel who was the very first owner of the Buffalo Bills of the All-America Football Conference in the late 40s. They played against the Cleveland Browns, the Baltimore Colts, San Francisco 49ers. And despite drawing more fans than the average NFL game at the time, when the NFL decided to acquire the AAFC, they made the decision not to include Buffalo, despite a majority vote to include the Bills in the new league.
Well, we're very fortunate that didn't happen this week with the Bagula. So what got in the way of Buffalo joining what eventually would be today's NFL, right?
Yes, and this dives even deeper into the history of the NFL in Buffalo, and many people point to it was George Halas's dislike of Buffalo that was well known at the time. He was the owner of the Chicago Bears, and it goes all the way back to Buffalo's first NFL team, which was actually the Buffalo All-Americans, who many would argue won the very first NFL championship in 1921, only to be to have the title taken away by Halas and other NFL owners in some political wrangling after the season. And that actually became known as the Staley Swindle, because at the time the Chicago team was known as the Chicago Staleys, later to be renamed the Bears the following season.
More bitterness for Bills fans, right?
Yes.
Even back to the 1920s. And what about that team, though? I've heard legends of that team. What can you tell us about that team from the 20s?
Yeah, I would say there's one really cool note that really translates to today is that team played at Canisius Field. And okay. So if you're a Canisius College student, or if you're ever wandering the Canisius campus and you're in the Canisius Quad, just remember that you're walking on a field that was once home to a potentially rightful NFL champions.
So the team that's coming in on Sunday is the New England Patriots. The Patriots, a longtime rival of the Buffalo Bills, of course, and for a long time they've been beating up on the Bills now, haven't they? For sure. But just 2 weeks ago, people thought the Patriots were dead. They got beat up by Kansas City. That's changed very quickly. They came up with a very impressive win last weekend. What about what we can expect on Sunday at Ralph Wilson Stadium?
Sure, sure. In keeping with the Halloween month and theme, the Patriots, someone likened them to Michael Myers recently in that they are the villain that when you think they're dead, they get back up to terrorize you all over again. And I think that's very appropriate for the Patriots. And it all comes back to Tom Brady. And if the Bills can neutralize Tom Brady to any extent, and the key to doing that, in my view at least, is applying consistent pressure and taking away his number one target, which is Rob Gronkowski. The Bills will have an opportunity, I think a real good opportunity, to win the game if they can key in on both of those.
We've talked about the fan support at these games already this year. It's been kind of crazy, though, the first two games. What about Sunday?
Oh, I expect Sunday to be just off the wall once again, with the Pegulas likely making an appearance. I think, again, the structural foundation of that stadium will be tested. And I think it's important to note that if the Bills can get off to an early lead in that game, oh, wow, I think that crowd will really be a force to be reckoned with. And the one opposite end of that is let's hope that they don't have a repeat performance of their first half in Detroit, because that's one way to take the crowd out of it very easily. And I think it can have an impact come Sunday. But either way, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Matt Sabuda, we enjoy these journeys Mondays and Fridays with Beyond the Playbook. Thanks for joining us.
Always great to be here.